Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky, and joining me is WBJC's Mary Zajac on this Thursday before Valentine's Day. We're talking about what's going to happen on Valentine's Day and what we would like to do beverage-wise. And
do you know what's going to happen on Valentine's Day?
I'm probably going to be at the Corner Restaurant,
okay.
Corner Elm and 36th Street, and it's a BYOB, so there will probably be an assortment of beverages that we will bring. Lots of which we will give away to the staff, is my suspicion.
They must welcome you with open arms.
You know, they are very gracious to us, and we are gracious to them. So probably, you know, something sparkling, something with dinner and some port.
It sounds like it's set.
Well, I don't know what those things are yet, though. It's a prefix meal, and you sort of want to have flexibility. I think the thing is, either you bring those bottles back, you know, to your place, or you leave them there. But it's kind of nice to go with a few bottles and not to have the goal of drinking all of them.
That's sensible.
Yes.
Do you always celebrate Valentine's Day?
You know, I have of late, and it's kind of nice. I am not naturally inclined to do so, but I am taking advantage of this because I have somewhere I like going.
Very nice.
And you, not so much.
You know, I'm trying to think. We generally do not go out on Valentine's Day because I sort of like to avoid times when everyone's going out. I don't like going out on New Year's either. No offense to my friends in the restaurant business. I want people to go out on Valentine's Day and New Year's. But we tend to sort of stay home. And sometimes I just make something very simple, like a roast chicken or steak. Sometimes I will fry oysters because that's a favorite meal for my husband and I. And it's not something that I do all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, and have a nice bottle of wine. Something sparkling is always welcome. And then just something maybe a little out of the ordinary.
You have a favorite sparkling wine these days?
In Champagne, I love Bollinger. Mm-hmm. I just love Bollinger because it's big and biscuity. But I know on a previous episode, you mentioned sparkling Vouvray, and I love that. Champalou makes a very good one. Peter Wygant imports a very nice one. You can find sparkling wine at a wide price range, wide quality range too, a little bit, but from South Africa, from Australia, and then, you know, old world countries that you would normally associate that with. There's great stuff coming out of California. I mean, Roederer Estate Brut, for around $20, sometimes under, is fabulous. That's probably my go-to.
Nicolas Feuillat, mm-hmm. I like. Nice Blanc de Blanc. Also, the Blanc de Noir is good. And I would also recommend Gruet from New Mexico.
Oh, sure.
Always a winner.
Mm-hmm.
There's some very, very
and
nice
and very, very reasonable.
I agree. I couldn't agree more. And who would have thought New Mexico would make great sparkling wine?
But they've been doing it now for probably at least, it's been in the market at least 10 years, and they've been making it for longer.
Excellent. Happy Valentine's Day, MZ.
And happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.